Welcome to Space for Our Stories, for creatives, dreamers, and doers who give a damn and dare to be real. Whether you're looking to carve out a space in this world for yourself, or you're looking for a community centered around intentional connection and genuine conversations, pull up a chair and have a seat at the table with us, because you're always welcome here.
All right. Okay, you guys, we're doing this again because I swear I brought a different setup for my podcast and I'm experimenting with some gear that Adrian lent me.
And
he sabotaged us.
It shut off after like 4 minutes of recording. So let's see how this round two goes. But I'm excited because I'm here in Mexico City with none other than Melissa Alam, an amazing brand designer, entrepreneur, one-way ticket enthusiast, and badass.
Yeah, we're on like 2x speed now.
Let's say faster.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I have my eyes on it. So the red light is on.
Your face when you look down, your eyes on the terror of it not recording.
Oh, this is like, it's triggering because it's happened before. We're all like not the not recording part, but just like I've lost like audio and footage in the past, but we're going with the flow.
It's part of the game, yeah.
Part of the game. All right, so let's get started. So
thank you so much for sitting here with me.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to record this podcast.
I don't even know how long we got in the last...
That's probably pretty long. So this is good because now I'll just talk faster and sound smarter. So.
Yay, okay, great.
That was a test run.
Okay, perfect. Well, Melissa.
Alyssa.
Tell me your story.
So my parents consummated their love about... the fall of 1987. I am a brand designer and I just moved to Mexico City. I used to be based out of Philadelphia, but I just got super bored and depressed and decided to go nomadic this past summer and sold all my shit. And I traveled a little bit and then realized that Mexico City had my heart, and I'm always here like 3-4 times a year anyway. So I came back to just visit friends and in December, so like 2 months ago, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna settle down here for a little bit. And so my friend had an extra room and I was like, I'm moving in, this makes so much sense, and it's been so great since. And yeah, I love like starting over in life. And so this is one of my restarts and rebranding of myself. And so yeah, and here we are, and I'm just exploring life and living my best goddamn life right now, because I refuse to live any other way, and I love it here.
Yay. Yeah, I love your life here. It always looks so much fun, and also for me to be able to tag along on some of your experiences has been a lot of fun, so thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here.
In our previous recording, I want to talk about detachment, because like you talk about how you've moved a few times and like completely let go of your stuff to just like experience something new, and how you have caught yourself kind of like going through depression, but I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, I feel like I have a very strong outlook on like the art of detachment, and that's with like a lot of things. So detachment from the outcome of things, detachment from relationships, detachment from, and that could be platonic or romantic. I've realized like I'm not here to force anything from anyone, and the only person that I can really rely on is myself. And I know that sounds very hyper individualistic of me, and it is, but that's just kind of like how I grew up too. Is like my mom, like as a 5-year-old, was like, Melis, don't rely on any man. Make your own money. Like, she would instill these things, like these sayings in me, that I'm like, mission accomplished, Mom. Like, I am who I am because of you. Like, she was, you know, and is a badass, but I think she saw a lot of things within her marriage and then within just like the societal norms of Bangladeshi, South Asian, Muslim women that she wanted to change within me as her only daughter. And I really appreciate it because I love who I am and I love the freedom I've gotten and the mindset I have as well. And a lot of it is because my parents weren't very strict with me and they weren't like typical South Asian parents. So I owe a lot of who I am because of that, because of my background. But yeah, with detachment, like I think the biggest thing for me is to, I learned the detachment from like materialistic things. I realized like you can literally buy anything you need anywhere else because other people live in those places. Mm-hmm. And if they can live there and survive, you can too. There's always an H&M in every city. Like if you need out, you know, like I just have learned that I can survive off of, you know, the bare bones, off of living out of a suitcase, off of, you know, a capsule wardrobe, off of no furniture. Like there are apartments that come furnished. Like there's always a way to survive. And it's just, you have to really detach from that. Sometimes the notion of like that Pinterest life sometimes, because sometimes what I've realized is that life that I saw on Pinterest or whatnot, or I saw other people living, wasn't right for me. Mm. And I was going to explore what was right for me. And so that's why I kind of went nomadic. And I had this idea that I wanted to live on the beach because, you know, I never went to the beach growing up as a kid. And I tried that out. I lived in DR for September and I realized that I'm actually really bored in a small beach town and I need to be in a city. So yeah, detached from the outcome of things, from what society wants you to live or live like, what your parents and family want you to live like, and figure out who you are like on your own is what I'd say. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm realizing that this version of me in Mexico City is probably one of the best versions of me that I've had. So.
Oh, I love that. And I love to see it. It's the best.
Love it here. This is a whole new interview. We're two different people. Yeah, that was the past version of us.
Damn, you're right.
We're new women right now.
Learned so much. That's a interesting concept that you bring up, though, because have you heard of the Japanese saying Ichigo Ichie?
No.
So
my next tattoo? No, I'm kidding.
That would be pretty wild.
Life, laugh, love?
But Ichigo Ichie is how people in the Japanese culture greet each other. So instead of saying goodbye, they mm-hmm. say Ichigo Ichie, and that means I'll see you next time as different versions of ourselves, essentially. And so there's like a whole cute little pocketbook, the same authors that wrote like Ikigai, you know, the whole like intersections of like what makes mm-hmm. you your Ikigai. Mm-hmm. But Ichigo Ichie. So I had tried to develop that as a as a way to like greet and say goodbye to people, but it like never caught on because it was just like a thing. Yeah, you know, I was like, no, it's fine. But it is cool to bring that up because I love that you said that even though we won't see each other until whenever that is,
yeah,
it's not that we're not saying goodbye, we're saying like, oh, we'll say hello to the next versions of ourselves.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, Japanese culture.
I know.
They're onto something over there.
They are. Even like the Mexican culture here, it's incredible. That's what I want to do is like really explore different cultures, and mm-hmm. I would love to travel to Japan very soon.
Yeah, let me know. I'm coming with.
Okay.
Please, that's on my. Japan would be amazing. But yeah, Mexican culture here has been so great, and we chatted about this, about how like growing up and being American citizens, there's such a negative outlook on Mexico, and I fucking hate that because the Mexican people are so amazing and friendly and cultured and beautiful. And yeah, like the other day I was walking to a like sauna appointment, and I was waiting for my friend, so I was just kind of like pacing out and like looking at my phone, and this old abuelo comes up to me, and in Spanish he's like, "Are you looking for a street?" And I knew what he was saying too. He was like, "Busco una calle?" And I was like, "No, no, estoy aquí. I'm here. And he's like, "Okay." But like the fact that he saw me kind of like being awkward and pacing around and asked if I needed help. And I was like, "Ugh, what a sweetheart." And so, yeah, when people are like, "Oh, do you like Mexico City?" And I'm like, "I love Mexico City, but I also love Mexico as a country." Mm-hmm. And I've been traveling throughout. Like I've been to quite a few cities and I'm still exploring. Like I'm going to a new one tomorrow, but I love telling people that this is an amazing country just so I can help fight back any negative connotation that they might have from, you know, Trumpers and stuff. So
no facts. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a beautiful country, and I think, yeah, they deserve the world here. So I love it.
I love that you are like shifting the narrative, or at least are like thinking about shifting the narrative, because I think not only that, I think there's so many, America has so many skewed views towards basically like any country that's not the US.
Yeah.
You know, and like specifically in the Middle East, and we don't have to get too much into it, but even I'm working on a project right now, and it's a documentary centered around these girls who are getting an education under the Taliban rule.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
And so there's a school in San Diego who had made a friend in Kabul, and they had agreed that they would teach, like, this after school program in San Diego would teach these girls peer to peer, like come up with their own curriculum and everything. And then they started this 3 years ago in 2021. And have been doing amazing work since to basically like get these girls a better education, because right now they're not allowed to, you know, a lot of women's rights are taken away.
Yeah.
And so I think even in that sense, when I've talked to these girls and these students, they share about how the perception of the Middle East in general, and especially Afghanistan, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure even right now with everything happening in Palestine.
Yeah.
It's just so skewed and so negative, and it's so unfortunate because the way that these girls talk about their home and the people there,
yeah,
it's like I can't help but feel so much like empathy and just be like, well, I would love to one day experience that if I could.
Yeah.
You know? But to get back to where we are with like to even, I think it's just so powerful for anyone to be able to challenge themselves and like
see the world. Bullshit and propaganda that America has fed down our throats.
Pretty much. 100%.
American or white supremacy has fed down our throats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my eyes have opened the fuck up since October 7th, let's just say, because I had no idea what was actually happening, and that's my fault because I never really looked into it, and I kind of strayed away from like politics. But seeing how America has a hand in the demolition of so much culture, and not just America but the British Empire, basically white supremacy, and I just like, that is why I'm so inspired to speak out about minority and marginal, like give a voice to marginalized communities and like work with BIPOC founders and entrepreneurs, because God, we have been, our cultures have been just like looted and just like destroyed by this notion that white is right. And I'm so sick and tired of it. And yeah, it's just, I feel like there, I have so much more to learn about what else is happening around in the world, but I just kind of like see things clearer now, I'd say, because of everything that's happened, that's happening in Palestine for sure. and Sudan and Congo and all these places, like, God, it's just, I'm just like, we're all human. Like, why are we doing this to each other? But, you know, that's, I love that you're having this, like, this podcast and this platform to share stories of other people. So, kudos to you. But yeah, like, there's so much like pain and hurt in the world, and I wish I could do more, but I definitely, am aware of just like how America has ruined things for so many cultures and stolen cultures and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens, you know, we'll see how the narrative shifts in the long run. But I think a lot of people are like waking up now, especially.
Especially, and I think like there's just been so much censorship, especially on like big platforms, right? Which is also like the scary part of like, how can we shift the narrative, and how can we like voice our opinions and like the truth of things if it's being taken down by big platforms and things. And it's just like, what do we do from here? Like, isn't social media and like the media in general, well, not mainstream media, but like the media in general, is supposed to like connect us and like be like make us more aware of what's happening in the world, you know?
We have to make our own media.
Yeah.
Because the censorship is crazy. I love testing things because I work for myself, so I'm not afraid of losing. I've lost a very close friend of mine because of, you know, because I was pro Palestine. And so after that happened, I was like, okay, I'm not afraid of anything. Fuck it. Like, so there's like a Facebook group in Philly, and this one chick was like, and she was Asian, and she's like, my boyfriend's Israeli, and I thought we could have like a solidarity dinner for all of us in support of one another. And it was like this huge thread, and everyone's like, yeah, we can, you know, let's all come together and blah, 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 blah. But there's not one word of Palestine. Mm. And I was like, what? And this group has like 60,000 members or something of women in Philadelphia. So I like kind of took her verbiage and just rewrote it and was like, hey, I'd love to have a solidarity dinner, you know, in support of Palestine and the Palestinian people. Literally just like, I wanted to see what would happen because I don't give two fucks about what these chicks have to say to me, or how it's going to affect my business. Like, people are going to work with me if they want to work with me. I'm cool if they don't want to. Like, we're not, you know, you're not my ideal client anyway. So anyway, my post got like shut down.
Oh.
And then I wrote another post. I was like, curious how my post got censored and I can't write any comments, and how this one is just thriving, you know? And then that caused backlash, and everyone's like, and then that brought out all of the pro-Palestine voices within this group, because no one else was saying anything until then. And then we started, because of that, like a Facebook group started. I had a dinner, because I was like leaving the next week for travel, and I had like a dinner with like 10 of us. And I was like really proud in that moment to kind of like say something, and use my voice to create this whole other, like, you know, community that felt like it was being under, you know, overshadowed by by some bullshit. I just love kind of like testing waters, because I don't have a boss. Who's gonna fire me? Like,
true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so true.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see, obviously, I just still need to learn more about, you know, what's happening in the world, but who knows? I don't know what else I'll create, but my thing is I find, like, situations that I feel are unfair or, like, unjust or just, like, not right, and I'd like to see what's the solution I can create for that moment in my own way. And so, yeah, we chatted about, like, all the women empowerment stuff I started before. But it's really because there's a lot of unjustness in the world. Unjustness?
Unjustness.
Injustice?
Injustice. I was like, that sounds kind of right. I don't know. No, very true. And I think it is so empowering that you are able to voice your opinion and also, like, basically, like, what is that noise? But I think it's so empowering for you to be able to voice your opinion and also to like find the people, you know, that support and like pretty much be able to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, really find these spaces where you can like be yourself and bet on yourself. And I think that's, I don't know, that's scary a lot of the time. I know I have a lot more to learn as well. And I always felt like, oh shoot, if I'm not, like I'm doing a ton of research and like reading, and I have friends who are Palestinian and they share like resources with me. So yeah. I could like, you know, keep great. Tabs on it, which yeah. is great. But a part of me is like, why do I feel guilty because I'm not sharing something on my stories or whatever? But I know I'm doing what I can because mm-hmm. I also feel like I don't even have enough capacity to like pay attention to like everything plus my own life, plus my family, plus like, you know, and I think it's so hard, but it's also just important work that we do have to do. Mm-hmm. And I just love to see that you're doing it.
Yeah, and like everyone's capacity is definitely different. And it's like, as long as you know what's right and what's wrong, I think that is the most important. Like if you feel like what's happening in these parts of the world is wrong, then you're on the right side of history, honestly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think for me, like I think I'm good at creating communities, and like because I just like want to use my voice and opinion to shout from the rooftops when I feel like something's messed up or whatnot. But then I kind of like leave those communities and let them handle it. So like that's my thing, is like I'll start things, but I'll never like continue with them. And that's my thing. I literally like started this kind of like group for, you know, pro watermelon, pro Palestine in Philadelphia. And then I like moved to Mexico the next week. So, but they were like meeting up, and it was great to see, like the outcome of that. But yeah, I mean, it was just really great to be in the presence of people that have the same morals and values as you. Mm-hmm. That was very impactful. And that's like a new type of community that I've created. So yeah. Listen, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And I love that being in like Mexico is also a very, just like pro Palestine country as well. And mm-hmm. the things that they're doing. And also like, I'm learning more about the local politics here as well. Yeah, I want to see how I can get involved and support in terms of like women empowerment here and all that, and indigenous rights. And I'm just excited to explore like how else I can give back, especially now that I'm, you know, residing here.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I love, let's talk more about your experience and what brought you here.
Yeah. I just couldn't stand living in Philadelphia one day longer. So my friends here, I was here about a year ago, and they were like, you need to move here. And basically what happened was like, listen, I have my lease is till June. So let me see. I'm like also like a hopeless romantic. So I was like, let me see how dating goes, you know, while I'm still in Philadelphia. And, you know, like if something happens, I'll probably stay in Philly or maybe New York. If not, I'm bouncing. And nothing freaking happened. Trauma happened. And I was like, okay, this is the universe telling me that it's time to make a change. And I'm a big believer of like, nothing changes if you don't change. And so I decided like last April, like, okay, shit's going crazy right now with a bunch of different situationships and stuff. And let me start selling my stuff. So I just had this plan. I was like, my car lease ended at the end of June. My apartment lease ended at the end of June. And that was also like a universal sign to me that it was like my moment to like let go and detach from all these material things and all these bills. So I started cutting down everything. And part of this, like me becoming nomadic, was to get a better hold of my finances and pay off shit. So, which I have been able to, thank God. But yeah, I decided to travel for like the rest of the summer, going into the fall, got a little bored, and then went back to experience like the fall and early winter back in Philly to like rest and reset and hang out with my parents and my friends. And then the boredom crept in again, and I found myself back in Mexico City in December, which was like 2 months ago. And then I was like, you know what? I don't need to be like traveling with a backpack, hostel to hostel. I don't need to like be a nomad right now. I think I need to settle somewhere. Mm-hmm. And Mexico City is like the best place for me to settle. I have a community here. I can make community here. It's so easy to make friends here. And this place truly brings me joy and like peace. And I was like telling you earlier, like this is like the best decision I've made is for my mental health, mm-hmm. to be here, because yeah, depression and just like reaching the ceiling in Philadelphia is what like made me leave. And now here, I just feel like there's so many possibilities. Yeah. I am doing everything, sometimes doing the most here, signing up for events, going to different workshops, exploring new like interests, dancing all the time, and I love it here.
It's amazing here. I really love that I'm able to visit, and then I was able to tag along on some really fun experiences, like a rooftop party on a Sunday.
That was so lit.
That was a lot of fun. You guys, I had like 19,000 steps.
That was in, I've never seen 19,000.
That's a lot. I'm like that. I pretty much walked for like 2 days worth of steps.
Yeah. That inspired me to dance harder yesterday because yes. I was like, she got all those steps from dancing the other night. So I was like,
just moving.
Yeah.
I love that. But it is incredible here. And just like, there really is no shortage of like experiences. I feel like even though I'm a few days in, but I'm here for a week. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to see everything that I wanted to see, you know?
That's why I kept coming back to Mexico City, because there's so much to do here. Yeah. Like, I would come back 3-4 times a year since 2021, because there's like, yeah, there's not, you can't do everything in a week here at all. Oh. This is the biggest city in North America.
Yeah.
There's so many, and then, yeah, there's so much to do here. And things are open late here. Like, in Philadelphia, I also felt like, so bored because there weren't enough like nightlife things to do. Mm-hmm. There weren't like any, a lot of places aren't even open for food late at night. And we were at the juicery though.
Oh yes.
Like what, midnight the other night getting a fresh juice? Like
that's so good.
That's a 24/7 spot too. Ooh. So it's just like access to just a different way of living and
yeah.
is available here. So yeah, there's so much to do here.
I love that. And I also love that in one of our conversations, you had talked about living your best soft life. You talked about living your best soft life here because you spent a lot of your like time in your 20s, like hustling yeah. and like doing the thing. And then now you're in this mode of like, you can't even be bothered, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that. Tell me more about that transition and that like this transformation for you.
Yeah, I think I would say like in my 20s, I was trying to prove to myself that I could be someone and do something great. And I feel like I achieved it. And I'm very proud of like the name I made for myself, especially in Philadelphia and what I accomplished. But I also realized like if I don't have to keep doing that, I don't have to host a conference for the 10th year in a row. I don't have to like burn myself out. And I definitely burned myself out in 2020 working, but I just realized like I don't have to prove anything to anyone anymore. And so in like my 30s now, I'm just like trying to live that soft life. Like I've given myself grace and understood that concept of giving myself grace more in this decade, where I'm like, I'm not gonna push myself too hard at all. Like as long as I have my bills paid and I'm enjoying life and I have money for food and, like, you know, how a roof over my head, like, I'm super grateful, and that's it. That's all I want. So, and I also think that being an entrepreneur, you have this, like, innate sense of how to make money in very creative ways. So that's why I'm not ever worried. And I, you know, sometimes do some money manifestations or mantras, and I'm like, money comes easily to me. Money comes natural to me. Money loves me. And next day I might have, like, a client inquiry that works out, which is great. So I'm not afraid either of what the future holds, because I know I'll always be able to make money somehow, or create a service, or, you know, work with my friends and, you know, get paid and stuff like that. There's just always so many possibilities. And so, yeah, I am just trying to do things that make me happy, surround myself with people that are positive and that don't suck the joy and life out of me, and travel and explore the world and eat everything I can see. So, but without, you know, upsetting my tummy, because that's an issue too. I'm like a self-proclaimed IBS girly, but I'm just trying to live my best life, because I'm not waiting for Prince Charming to come along and give me the, you know, 3-bedroom house with twins. I lost that notion in my 20s, where I was like, okay, we're not living how we thought we would, or we were guaranteed, or, you know, we were told we were going to live as a kid. Like, this is actually the reality of my life, and I need to accept it, and I need to accept that I'm not married with kids, and I need to enjoy that I'm not married with kids right now. And so that's exactly what I'm doing, because, you know, I see a lot of my friends or peers, you know, living their lives, and I'm like, realizing I don't have to live their life either. Yeah. And I'm gonna just live and do things that I enjoy, and they can watch.
Yep, your stories, your close friends.
They can watch.
It's a fun time.
Yeah, do it for the plot, like we said. So
yes, do it for the plot. I love that we had talked about just how affirming and how, like, life-changing, essentially, like, solo travel can be, especially as a woman. I'm experiencing it now. This is my first international solo trip. And I know you've traveled to many places. I'd love to hear about that experience and how it's just kind of changed you, because I think that is really, I think it's fucking awesome. Like, I have so many other friends as well who've done solo travel internationally, and I'm like, gosh, I've never done that, because I've either, one, just been afraid, or two, just, like, haven't had the means, you know?
Yeah. No, I love solo traveling. I love traveling with friends as well, but I like the balance of sometimes just, like, going and doing something for yourself. Like, last winter when I was here in Mexico, I was, like, just feeling some sort of way. Some bullshit happened, I think. Oh, yeah, I remember. I was talking to someone and then realized he was lying and had a partner back home. So I was like, okay, time for a trip. And I went to Sayulita, this just small beach town that I just heard about, and booked a room in, like, an all-women's hostel. So there are, like, easier ways to, like, do solo travel as a woman. I would say, yeah, book a hostel, because you can meet so many people there, so you won't feel as lonely. And I like to stay in place at hostels that have, like, women's only rooms, because it's just more comfortable for me. Or this one in Sayulita was a women's only hostel, and I made, like, an awesome friend there, and, like, she moved to Mexico City, so we see each other whenever we're both in town, which is great. But solo travel has really helped with my confidence, but also just, like, self-love, because, like, even, I think I was telling you this story, like, I took the megabus once to, like, from Philly to New York, like, a quick 2-hour trip, and once I got off the bus, in my head, I was like, all right, what adventures are we going to get into, Melissa? Like, what are we going to do today, you know? Like, so, you know, solo travel might encourage a little schizophrenia in the mind and where you're talking to yourself, but it's also, like, I thoroughly enjoy myself, and I know I can have fun anywhere. And so That's usually also fueled by edibles, but I think that's one of the most empowering things that I've gotten is from traveling to Bali and London and Berlin and all over Mexico by myself, is the fact that I know I'll have a good time because I'm with myself. Mm-hmm. And I will do things to make sure I have a good time. And if not, I'll just rest and hide out in my top bunk in a hostel and be on TikTok for 5 hours, and that's fine too. Like, I'm not always like doing all these crazy adventurous things. Sometimes I'm just like laying low and catching up on, you know, Who the Fuck Did I Marry episodes on TikTok. But yeah, it's like that confidence and that inner like value you create within yourself, and that self-love, that's been great.
Yes, I love it, and I feel it for myself, and I feel like such a deep presence. And like, I know I talked about like, you know, you're forced to be with yourself. Yeah. And you're just kind of like with your own thoughts. You're not relying on other people. I know that like I've traveled to Mexico in the past with my partner, Adrian, and he speaks fluent Spanish, so I always relied on him. So this has been a challenging trip for me because I'm not great at speaking Spanish. But I try, mm-hmm. and I'm learning a lot here.
Yeah.
And it's just been so fun because even, like, yesterday when I was at Parque Mexico, like, this guy came up to me and was just, like, basically asking me, like, hey, can you take a photo of me and send it to me on Instagram? Because I was walking around with my camera, and I was like, no entiendo. And he was like, un foto para mí? And I was like, I don't get it, yeah. You know, but he eventually had like a friend kind of translate. He was like, oh, he wants you to take a photo of him so he could, and send it to him on Instagram so he could post it. And I was like, strange request, but yes, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And, but it's really interesting, like the interactions that you have. I've had great conversations with people at coffee shops and also with like the events that I've been to, and also like, even my Uber drivers, like, yeah. Some of them are either like really quiet and like don't want to talk. Some of them are like, oh my gosh, what brings you here? You know, and it is really fun because like they'll even say like, tell me like their recommendations and stuff. And it's just really cool to also see and try and experience life here as a local.
Yeah.
You know, and getting like those types of insights because like, aside from like the Parque Mexico, like, I don't know, I haven't really been to like mm-hmm. any big touristy spots. And even like with the events, like we went to an insane art show yesterday.
Yeah.
Like an abandoned building.
Slytherin.
Yeah, like just completely turned over for this like art installation, mm-hmm. multiple levels. And it was incredible to see like how this artist like had pulled that off and like really created something so you could experience it in multiple senses, you know?
Yeah. And the thing with like solo travel is like it can be very scary for sure, but I love to wander. Like I would say, like, just walk around, like take your fanny pack, charge battery, like all that jazz, headphones sometimes if it's a safe area, but like walk around and just explore, because you'll find so many cool things and then start a conversation with people. Like, we're all human, and I think that's like the beauty of humanity, is to get to know one another past the, you know, formalities. And so strike up a conversation, meet people, ask them how they're doing, like just be naturally curious. And like, I've met so many friends from solo travel that I'm still in touch with. So yeah, you never know what that could lead to. So
I love that. I'd love to chat because we talked about like the things that bring you joy, and you've really tapped into like different experiences here, especially in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Like dancing and...
Bailada.
Sí.
Bailamos conmigo.
Like dancing and Spanish lessons and everything. And I'd love for you to tap back into that of just like... I think that's where we last left our conversation. That cut off, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, like I'm... You know, I said that I was like in my self-proclaimed and self-funded soft girl era. I will respond to the sugar daddies in my DMs one day because their offers are sounding really great. But I'm also like, I love challenging myself. And I think that's also why I'm here, is because I decided I wanted to get better at Spanish. because like all the music I listen to is Spanish, and I need to start understanding what they're saying. So yeah, so I started just traveling around Latin America specifically so that I could get better in Spanish and also salsa. So yeah, I'm in this moment in time and this version of myself where I'm like challenging myself to go out and explore, you know, different things and learn and, you know, test myself. So I got like a Spanish tutor. We're on week two. And I'm going to start doing like more dance classes for salsa and bachata. And yeah, I'm just in this exploratory phase. Like if there's a workshop that I'm intrigued by, I'm going to sign up for it here, which there's so many at this point. I need to start like a different fund for all of my workshop entry costs because I'm like going to everything. Like I went to a shibari class the other day, and that's like Japanese bondage, and that was fun. Workshop came with a free rope, so I've been testing it on my friends as well and tying them up. But yeah, I'm just like just following my curiosities right now. And in that sense, is I'm also optimistic that I'll meet other people that are also, you know, like-minded in that way or curious in the same way, and then we can become friends and stuff like that. So yeah, I am so excited with like everything that this city has to offer, and I'm just like trying to milk it as much as possible at this point. But yeah, what was the question?
The edible hair?
not yet.
We talked about what brings you joy. I wish that fucking recorded earlier, but it was just like, I feel like this life is my best life.
Yeah.
Best version of you.
This life is, let me redo this. No, I mean, I'm just like, through challenging myself, I've realized that I'm also just like, I'm here to live my best life and not wait for anyone to join me. Like, we only have this one life, and you might as well live it doing things that you love. And not stressing about anything. Like if anything comes close to stressing me out, I cut it out. Like I don't deal with it. I find a solution. I forget it. I put it under a rug, whatever. And so, yeah, I really think that this version of me is like one of the best versions of myself. Because I am in such a happy state right now. I've also deleted all dating apps because those were stressing me out. So, like, I'm not even dating right now. And I think I'm just not here to be stressed out or disappointed or anything. Like, I'm here to live my best life, look good, make new friends, eat all the food around Mexico City, and continue traveling. Like, tomorrow I'm going to Bacalar for the first time, which is this, like, lagoon town that's known for its, like, 7 shades of water here in Mexico. And yeah, I'm just here to like explore within Mexico and like get to know more about the culture. That's my goal right now. It's not like, oh, I want to be in a relationship, because I've been in that phase, and that phase has just caused me stress and disappointment and wasted my time. And so that is why I'm just like focusing on myself right now and my joy.
Yes, you focus on your joy, girl. And I really love that, because we had talked about entrepreneurship and how you have this like tenacity that like where you can basically like create something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really cool, because when I see you, and especially now as I've gotten to know you more just in the last couple of days, like I really see you like betting on yourself, both with like your business and the work that you do, and then just like moving here. And it's so inspiring just to see your confidence and, like, just see you radiate. Like, I see just, like, I see the best version of you for sure.
Yay.
It's beautiful.
I know. I'm so happy here. Like, last night I went to see, like, this DJ, this salsa DJ from Hong Kong that I've been following on, like, YouTube and Instagram and stuff. And I found out she was here. And I had the most, like, just such a good time. And I went with a friend, but she ended up wanting to go home, and it was one of those times where I've actually stayed alone, Yeah, and I was like, okay, yeah, let me know when you get home. I'm going to stay here. And I stayed for like another hour.
Go, girl.
Yeah, and I was like, and that's part of me challenging myself, you know, yeah. Because I'm definitely a homebody. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be on my phone here, minus like filming some of the clips and stuff of her playing. But I was like, I'm just going to enjoy myself here mm-hmm. because that's why I'm here. And yeah, I just, I love it. And balancing entrepreneurship here as well has been great because a lot of my friends here are also entrepreneurs. So, you know, we'll work during the day or co-work out of a coffee shop together. And then we're, you know, finding thrills at night. So cheap thrills.
That's the best. So tell me, as we like start to wrap up the podcast,
yeah.
Tell me what the future looks like for you.
El futuro. The future looks like me being fluent and really confident in Spanish. Honestly, it's just like I am excited. I think that once you take a leap, bet on yourself, and like challenge yourself to not live in the bubble that you're most comfortable in, like so many cool things can happen. And also, like, if nothing does, you can always go back home. And that's what I learned from I moved to Chicago for a few months in 2020, because I thought that would be like a new city to explore, but I hated it there and moved back to Philly. Like, you can always go back to your comfort zone, but I think I'm excited about the future version of me because she is thriving here in a foreign country. She is taking risks here. And so, yeah, I think what's in store for me is finding my voice here in multiple languages. Yes. I plan on exploring more like small towns within Latin America. I'm definitely within Mexico. I definitely also want to go to Brazil for like a month or two and explore that and learn some Portuguese. So it's like the future is endless and limitless, I feel like. But I know that because I've chosen myself, that it's going to be great and it's going to be fun and it's going to be aligned. And I'm just so excited. I feel like I'm really excited to see where I'm at by the end of this year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to listen to this podcast and remember what I said back in February, right? Yeah. And be like, yeah, like I was right. I knew I was going to achieve something great. And I don't know what that is right now, but I, like, every day is a new opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I've realized that through entrepreneurship. Like, every day can hold something new and different and exciting, or new client inquiry, new work, whatever that is. But I definitely think I'll still be living abroad and fluent in maybe one or two new languages, Spanish and maybe Portuguese. And then, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll have a pet. I don't know. Who knows? Aww. Like, I'm not, again, I don't like to force anything or like I'm a very, you know, que será, será kind of gal. So yeah, we'll see.
I love that.
But I know I'll be happy.
Yes. I mean, you're radiating so much happiness right now. And I'm just like, dang girl, I see it.
No one's stressing me out right now. Like, this is the key. Like, my mom taught me this. Like, do not let anyone stress you out.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I love that you definitely are leaning into the unknown. And like you had said earlier in one of our conversations, just like when you, no risk, no reward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like when you do lean into that unknown and you're actually open to experiencing new things, it's amazing to see like what kind of falls into place or like what kind of manifests because you're like in that wavelength mm-hmm. or just like kind of open to anything.
Yeah. You know? Big believer in manifestation.
Yes.
Like, I got a text yesterday. This old friend of mine was like, hey, I was just thinking about you. I mean, we haven't talked in a long time. And he's like, did you ever move to Mexico? And I was like, ooh. I sure did. I'm texting you right back from Mexico. And I was like, that is manifestation. Like, I love like little reminders from friends and people you come across. Like, did you ever do that thing that you said you were going to do? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. But like, yeah, manifest our destiny, baby.
Yes, I love that. All right. As we wrap this up, what is like one last piece of advice for our listeners? They're all creatives, entrepreneurs, and just really dope people. I know they love to hear what you have to say.
I would say my one piece of advice is to collaborate with someone in a different, you know, city or like in a different medium than you, or in a different, or with a different background. Just collaborate with someone new and let the magic happen. And I think that's a great way to make new friends and to expand your network and to create something really unique and creative is through collaboration. Like this.
Yes. What a great collab. I know. I can't wait to take some photos of you.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be dope.
My hair still going. Yeah.
Yeah, looks good. All right. Where can people find you?
Yeah.
On the internet?
I am at Ring the Alam, A-L-A-M, on every platform. And my website is melissaalam.com. And my business is Alam Digital. And yeah, I'm everywhere. But thank you so much, Alyssa. This has been so great.
Thank you.
And thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for welcoming me, for real. Like, this has been such a fun experience. I didn't think I would record a podcast here in Mexico City, but here I am, you know? So thank you for fueling this creativity of mine. I appreciate you.
Oh, I love that. All right, let's go have some fun.
All right. Bye.